Good morning, Yer Chodesh. Today is the 15th day of the Omer. If you haven't had a chance to count the Omers yet, please do so during daylight hours. Learning in the shul this week is graciously sponsored by our friend Mr. Bob Javier, Lili Nishmas, Yaakov Ben Yehuda, and of course, by the Cantor family, in memory of Mr. Barry Cantor, Aleihem HaShalom Mishnayos are studied as they are every single day, Le'ilui Nishmas Sara Malka Bas Rav Yitzchak. We are learning Masechet Negaim. Today we start the 14th chapter, and the Mishnah begins, Ketzeh Metaren Esam Metzorah. How are we going to make a Metzorah Tahor? So the Torah identifies this at the beginning of this week's Parsha, Parshas Metzorah, and the Torah tells us, Hayom Evi Piyalei Shel Cheres Chadasha. He would take a brand new earthenware pitcher. Why is that? The fact that it has to be something that's never been used, just like the Mayim Chaim that was never previously used, it has to be whole and it can't be a shard. Even if the shard can hold the liquid, it has to be a full piece. V'nosin l'socha revius Mayim Chaim, and then he has to take potable running spring water for it, as opposed to mikvah water, right? And he needs to put in a log, a quarter of a log of that water. Or maybe shtei tziporim dror, and he takes two kosher non-trefa birds in the process. Shachat es achaz meyem al kli cheres al mayim chayim. And then the Kohen checks one of them over the earthenware vessel on top of the water, so that the blood flows into the water. Right? Chafar v'kavra b'fanav. And then immediately after he shechted the bird, that bird gets buried, and you're not allowed to have any benefit from it. But natal eitz erez v'ezov u'shnitolas, and you take cedarwood, ezov, and red wool. What exactly the ezov, which is identified as a hysip, is, it's a little bit of a debate. The karcham b'chiyari halashon, and he puts these pieces, the cedar and the ezov, and the tolas, and he binds them together, then the wool, the end of the wool, which is longer than the cedar wood. And he wraps it around to bind them together. And then what does he do? He brings the tips of the wings and the tip of the tail of the bird that wasn't killed near those pieces. And he dips the tips of the bird's wings and tail with the other items of the spring water and blood, and he sprinkles that whole mixture onto the mitzorah. And some say you do it on his forehead. And if it's not a person, but rather a house that had saras, he would do the same thing on the outside of the lintel of the house. Now, the Kohen got ready to go ahead and send away the living bird. He doesn't turn to it to face the sea, nor the city, nor the desert, because the Torah says, he should send the living bird out of the city toward a field. At that point, the next step in the process is the shaving of the body here. It was his turn now to go ahead and shave the mitzorah. So what did he do? Hevir tar al kol b'saro. The Kohen passed a razor over the entire body. And then the mitzorah washes the clothing, and then he goes to the mikvah. At that point, tarmi l'tamei bibia, he no longer causes tumah by simply walking into a place, but v'areu mitami kisheretz, he is able to go ahead and convey tumah sheretz. It's not just tumas bia, he's no longer able to go ahead and create a tumas bia, but if he touches something directly, that's going to become tameh, like with a sheretz. Nechnas lefnim en achoma, he is able to go within the walled cities of Eretz Yisrael, but menuda bibeso shivas yamim, but he's going to be unable to go into his house for 7 days, and he's also not allowed to engage in marital relations, because, as we say, he has to dwell outside his house for 7 days, similar to the idea of shuvu lachem la'aleichem, which is also the heter to return to normal life functioning. Now, Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue with the rest of the process. When we meet again tomorrow morning, everyone have a fantastic day and a Chodesh Tov u'mevorach.